This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tight. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Roots. The Roots on fire. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, is with you. Hour number two on this Wednesday, 13th of July. Well, God, I'm just a week from my birthday. My birthday is next Wednesday. It's like the summer is like more than half over already. There's not that much time before summer will be gone. Thank God, in Las Vegas. I'm always thrilled when we get to September, it starts to cool off in the morning and cool off at night. And by September 15th, it's beautiful. And by October 15th, it's a 10 all the way through till December. So I cannot wait till the summer's over. I love 9 months a year in Las Vegas, but I don't like June, July, and August. It's just too hot. Even though it's like zero humidity, 3% humidity, it's still 110. 110 is 110. It doesn't matter if it's 0% humidity. It's 110. And Dallas is 105 with, 60% humidity, 70% humidity? Ooh, Dallas is really gross. That's terrible. The thing about Dallas is usually 70% humidity, but it's only 90. It's not 105. I never heard of Dallas with temperatures like that. Here, I'll just for argument's sake, I'll tell you what it is in Vegas right now. Right now in Vegas, it's 105 with 14% humidity. And in Dallas, it's 104 with... 26% humidity. It's not even that bad today. A couple of days ago, 70% humidity and it was 100 degrees.
Like I told you right before we started, you know, this feels like Phoenix and Vegas all over again to me.
Yeah, so you're dry today. It's 105 and 26% humidity. Your temperature sounds exactly like ours. It's very similar.
You know what's funny? I'm hearing you do the weather and you being in Vegas. Nate Tannenbaum has nothing on you, my friend.
I am the weatherman from...
Right.
From 007. Whatever.
What?
All right. So
what?
Just trying to think of some way to close that joke.
Right,
that was funny, but
it
was stupid. All right. So, listen, there's a lot of things, a lot of ground I want to cover, a lot of things I want to get to. Only 18% want Biden to run in 2024. And I'm telling you, Biden is finished. He's done. They're throwing Grandpa out the plane. I opened hour number one saying the same thing. But this is their plan to steal the midterms. One, throw Grandpa out the plane. Goodbye, Biden. You know, goodbye, have a nice life, get the daisies ready, Biden's gone. One way or another, Biden's gone. And replace him with Kamala Harris, I don't know how that helps them, but it'll be blame everything on Biden, and move Kamala to the top, and she'll take the presidency because it'll go on her resume, and she will agree that she'll only stay for a year or two, and she'll leave before 2024, well before the 2024 election. She'll probably be president for like a year to a year and a half. And then the VP will be ratified, confirmed, by the Democrat House. And that way, you know, it's before the midterm. So even if they lose the midterm, they got to get the VP confirmed right now with a Democrat Congress. And then they'll get rid of Kamala, and that VP will become president. And that will be the incumbent running for president against Trump in 2024, or maybe slight chance against DeSantis in 2024. I would make the odds like 70 to 80% it'll be Trump as the nominee, and maybe 20% it'll be DeSantis, and I'd give zero to everybody else. So that's what I think is coming. But to accomplish that, they got to throw Grandpa from the train now, Biden now. And the really big thing is they got to scare you to death with some sort of ridiculous variant of COVID that's going to kill everyone and lock you down and mask you to death and muffle you, and you're not going to want to go vote. And you can only vote if you do a mail-in ballot. Now, first of all, not only did that work for them last time, that scam worked for them last time. That fraud worked for them last time. That's how they stole the election. Now they're going to try and steal the midterm the same way. But also keep in mind, a midterm is not like a presidential election. Very few people, percentage-wise, of voters come out to vote for a midterm. And that's why Republicans usually always do really, really well in the midterm, because our people are so much more in tune and up on the news and passionate about their candidates. And also the party out of power comes out in bigger numbers in the midterm than the party in power. So under Obama, there were two massive, historic landslides in 2010 and 2014. And yet Obama won in 2008 and 2012. But we had historic midterm wins. We took so many seats. It was unbelievable. I think it was 50 seats the first time, and I think it was 65 the second time. They were two of the biggest wins in the history of America. So Republicans are absolutely going to come out as the only voters in this election unless you do mail-in balloting. If you make it easy to vote so everybody can scribble, check off Democrat names in the privacy of their home, and you make it easy to cheat and commit fraud so everyone can fill out 52 ballots in 52 states. I'm being facetious, of course. But that's kind of what happens. They don't know if they could register Wayne Root in 18 other states, and I would never know the difference. And there'd be 18 Wayne Roots voting, and the one in Nevada, me, the real Wayne Root, is voting Republican, and the other 18 states I'm voting Democrat. I wouldn't know. I would have no idea. I'm telling you, that goes on every day. They have fake names on fake ballots with no voter ID, and they're grabbing the names of people who would not normally vote Democrat, or wouldn't vote at all. And so that's what they're going to do to try and win the midterm. That normally would be very light voting, and only Republicans would come out, and we'd win one of the biggest victories ever. They're going to try and upend that by getting rid of Biden and blame everything on Grandpa and throw him from the plane and get somebody new in there and a new exciting vice president in there, and eventually get that vice president up to the presidency when Kamala resigns. And then they're going to try and do it through mail-in voting and ballot harvesting and, of course, a massive COVID resurgence. And they'll probably call it, you know, monkey COVID or monkey typhoid COVID or monkey ninja typhoid COVID and some sort of scary name, King Kong COVID. And they're also going to indict and arrest Donald J. Trump. I'm telling you, I see three things happening for them to steal the election. Those are the three that I see. You're going to see them purple walk Trump in handcuffs out of Mar-a-Lago. Watch. Or actually out of, what's the name of his golf club in northern New Jersey. He's not in Mar-a-Lago in the summertime. And I don't think he goes back until around Thanksgiving. So they'll walk him out of his New Jersey golf course, whose name escapes me for the moment, in handcuffs. And I'm telling you, between those three things, they're going to try and squeak out the midterms. I don't know if it's going to work. Because I know we're coming out in big numbers no matter what, and we're going to vote in person no matter what, and we don't care about COVID, and we won't even wear a mask. We'll come out in huge numbers. And on the other hand, I don't know if they can cheat that much to overcome the numbers at which we're coming out. But if they can, it's only going to be because of mail-in ballots. And they can only get that many mail-in ballots because of COVID. So COVID is absolutely making a resurgence. Or monkeypox. Or monkey COVID. And that's their only chance. But they're also going to try and throw in Biden gone and blame it all on him and arrest Trump. I think that'll make us get so angry and come out in such large numbers. It'll be more of a revolution than a vote if you try and arrest our guy Donald Trump on trumped up charges. What a joke. What a joke. Donald Trump didn't inspire an insurrection. Actually, Kamala and other Democrats inspired an insurrection in the summer of 2020 with Black Lives Matter. That was a real insurrection. Last I checked, Republicans on January 6th had no weapons, didn't hurt anyone, didn't kill anyone, didn't burn anything, didn't loot anything, didn't riot. Republicans didn't do anything. They had some shaving cream on Nancy Pelosi's chair. Oh, my gosh. Wow. After being let in by police that said, come on in. But those, to me, are the two biggest stories in the country. Number one, that Biden's going to be gone. That's my prediction. You watch. And this is not a new prediction. Months ago, I wrote that Hillary Clinton's going to be the next candidate for President of the United States and Joe Biden will be gone. I don't know if it's going to be Hillary. I think they're aiming for Michelle. And if not Michelle, Mayor Butthead. Mayor Pete Butthead. Although he may have done so much damage to himself, even they have to admit, even delusional Democrats will have to admit that he's a horribly flawed candidate because he was the worst transportation secretary in history that did nothing for the supply chain problem and nothing for the trucks as a transportation guy, nothing for truckers taking goods to market, nothing about gas, even though transportation is gas. How do you transport without gas and diesel fuel? And then even worse than that, sitting the image of him sitting with his husband and their two babies, their two new twin babies, staying home for 3 months while the country's in panic and crisis over gas prices going through the roof and supply chain issues. And he's staying home to suckle his babies. He's probably breastfeeding them if I know him. Of course, he probably got vaccinated, so the breast milk is coming out blue-green. Good luck to everybody involved. Strange people, man. Strange world we live in. And this is kind of the third biggest news, is one that I think Donald Trump should listen to Wayne Root about. I'll cover that. That'll be my first story when I come back. That'll be the whole segment coming back next, is the news on COVID today. And one of the parts of that news is directly from the mouth of Dr. Fauci. And so I'll cover that when we get back. But I'll mention right now, on the side of weird, how weird this country is becoming, how weird the Democrat Party is, Josh Hawley is a U.S. Senator from Missouri. Senator Josh Hawley, he's being called transphobic because he doesn't believe that men can get pregnant. Oh, boy. I guess Wayne Root is transphobic. You better get out the protest signs. Wayne Root is transphobic because I don't believe men can get pregnant. You're right. As a matter of fact, I believe that if men did get pregnant, they would scream so loud over the pain of a... Men can't take pain that women can. Women are much braver than men. Men could never deliver a baby. Never. And by the way, how would they deliver it? Exactly what opening would it come out of? This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Democrats are weird and bizarre nut jobs. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The root is on fire. Great to be back. Amio Life, by the way, is sponsoring this segment of the show. Amio Life, one of my favorite companies. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. You know, health is one of my big things in life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash, usually 3 times a day, and the silver gel that they've got on my face each night before bedtime, and I suck on their silver lozenges all throughout the show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio realize inflation is like the single biggest threat to Americans at this moment and the American economy, and so they're doing their part. They're offering a 30% discount on their entire product line, product selection line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone no matter what. So 30% discount. I asked them to do that, and they said yes. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. All these great products, but the main one for me is the Alkaline Structured Silver Solution. I never get up without drinking it. I never go to bed without drinking it. I never go out to a meeting without drinking it because it boosts your immune system, keeps you healthy. That's AmioLife.com. AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30. To save 30% or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say Route 30 to receive 30% off. So, let's see, where were we here? There was something I wanted to cover ground. A Trump story? No, it wasn't a Trump story. I had no Trump story. It was another story. That doesn't strike a chord with me that I was going to do a Trump story. I had just done the Josh Hawley story about your transphobic, because he thinks men can't get pregnant. That makes him, you know, racist, sexist, anti-gay, homophobic, transphobic. I know what I was going to do. A story about the emails with the CDC, I think, is what I was going to do, unless I've totally got thrown off track because there was so much to talk about here. But I'll go with the emails, because if ever there's proof that you're dealing with complete frauds when they talk about COVID vaccines, this is the proof. This is it. Newly obtained emails confirm that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, could change its definition of vaccine because conservative radio hosts were pointing out that the definition didn't apply to the COVID vaccine. Probably they're probably aiming it at Wayne Root. Vaccine was defined by the CDC as a product that triggers immunity, and vaccination was described as an injection that prevents a disease. However, a flood of inquiries on the definitions was triggered by the fact that the COVID-19 vaccines have been increasingly ineffective against infection by the virus that causes COVID. So one person wrote to the CDC, our question is, how is the CDC and the rest of the world allowed to call the shot a vaccination when it doesn't even meet your own definition? Another said, right-wing COVID pandemic deniers, boy, must be listening to Wayne Root Show, are using your vaccine definition to argue that the mRNA vaccines are not vaccines. Because Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines are built on messenger RNA technology. So all the colleagues at the CDC, all the brilliant doctors and scientists who are scam artists that have defrauded all of you and lied to you from day one about everything, from masks to lockdowns to the COVID vaccine, they decided to change the definition for vaccine, quote-unquote, and vaccination, quote-unquote, and the changes were pushed through on August 31st, 2001 and September 1st, 2021. Excuse me. August 31st, 2021, and September 1st, 2021. So vaccine definition was completely changed. It's now defined as a preparation that's used to stimulate the body's immune system, immune response against disease. Vaccines are usually administered through needle injections. Some can be administered by mouth or sprayed into the nose. The previous definition was a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease, protecting the person from that disease. Vaccines are usually administered through needle injections, but can be administered by mouth or sprayed into the nose. Do you understand? They changed the entire definition to fit what they're putting out because radio conservative talk shows like me convinced America this isn't a vaccine. And it scared them so badly. And they realized that they were being exposed as frauds. These are the people that... How could you believe any word they say? How do you believe one word they say? You know, just like that comedian that wound up dead from the vaccine. He said, fool me once, Pfizer. Fool me twice, Pfizer, but you're never going to fool me a third time. I'm never taking the booster. He said that from his hospital bed. He was dead within a week.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives is expected to pass an active shooter alert bill tonight. It would authorize Amber Alert-style warnings for active shooter incidents. Amber Alerts provide information about missing children. Once the bill gets the thumbs up in the House, it next heads to the Senate. President Biden is in Israel, his first stop on his trip to the Middle East. The president reminding everyone that the U.S. relationship with Israel is strong.
I'm proud to say that our relationship with the state of Israel is deeper and stronger, in my view, than it's ever been. And with this visit, we're strengthening our connections even further.
The president and the Israeli prime minister are expected to discuss technology and global challenges such as climate change. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
The Roots on Fire. A big event is coming up. You know, I keep talking about all these events. My gosh, we've had so many events in Las Vegas in the last month, and so many of them were promoted on this show because they all chose me to be the keynote speaker or the master of ceremonies. This is a huge event coming up, a black tie gala event coming up on Saturday, July 23rd. So a week from this Saturday is a big black tie gala event called the Take Action Tour Gala, and the master of ceremonies for the evening will be yours truly. I'm very honored that I was chosen to be the MC of the event, and I can't wait to do it. We've got a guest on to talk about it. His name is Mark Fincham, and you know that name because he's one of Trump's favorites. He's a Republican candidate for Secretary of State of the great state of Arizona, which was absolutely stolen in 2020. He's already an Arizona state representative, a police officer, a rancher, my kind of guy. His website is votefincham.com. Vote Fincham, F-I-N-C-H-E-M, votefincham.com, because he is none other than Mark Fincham. Mr. Fincham, Wade Allyroot, how are you?
This is an honor to talk to perhaps one of the most influential people in the West. So thank you for having me on your show.
I appreciate the kind words. And I was on stage with President Trump. I was in the audience on Friday when President Trump was up on the stage in Las Vegas. And I was just sitting there. I didn't expect anything other than after the event I was going to go in the back and take some photos and say hi to President Trump and talk to him a little bit, Mark. And Trump says from the stage, in the audience, we've got the great radio star, Wade Allyroot, who I always get in trouble on his show. No matter what I say, I always get in trouble on my show. And I thought, you know, that's exactly the way I want to be remembered, the guy that gets Trump in trouble. But it's a backhanded compliment because my show makes waves. Everybody listens. Everybody wants to know what everyone's saying on the Wade Allyroot show. Even the liberal groups all listen to every word of my show. I know because, Mark, anytime I say one sentence that they can take out of context and try and slander me with it, they do. So they're listening to every minute of all 3 hours of this show every single day. It's kind of amazing.
That's what makes it real.
I know. So it means I'm doing a good job.
That's what is offensive to the left. That's why they hate Donald Trump, because he's
right.
Real. He's not
right.
Some fake personality reading a script.
Right.
In
and
fact,
I try and...
I've noticed time and time again, because I've been around the man so often, he'll get off the whole teleprompter thing. It's like, I don't need that thing. I know what I'm going to say anyhow. That's
well,
what's going on in his mind.
How about me? I'm 3 hours a day of no teleprompter, just me talking for three hours, you know?
Well, I think he actually uses it more as notes about, I need to make sure
right.
I cover this, and this.
Right, well, that's what
which
I do,
which is how
too.
It should be.
Little notes, right, that's the way you should do it. Teleprompter doesn't work anyway. There's no passion in teleprompter, but notes are fantastic. And so, you know, it's funny because you know what I try to impress my people, Mark Fincham? I'm a big fan of Ron DeSantis, right? I think he's a great governor. I think he's the best governor in America, right? But they all act like...
I could not agree more.
But
in fact,
so many
he's even better than Kristi Noem.
No, he's the best. He is the best, hands down, in all of America. Christie's great, but Ron DeSantis is the best. But when people say he's going to be the next Republican candidate for president, he's going to beat Trump, I say to them, number one, you're wrong. The media wants him to be because they don't want to face Trump again. They don't want it. If they don't want it, that makes him the right one. And number two, they're being really nice at the moment to Ron DeSantis. The minute he got the nomination, they would treat him as horribly as they treated Trump. It would be the exact copy of
Absolutely.
How they treated Trump. Right.
It's what they do.
Right.
It's what they do.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't think that if you get DeSantis instead of Trump, that means that everything's going to be nice and they're going to play nice with you now. By the way, if that was the case, it would be because they thought DeSantis couldn't win. So they'd be nice. But as soon as they
exactly.
think you're going to win, they're vicious. How vicious are they against you in Arizona? I'll bet it's horrible.
And they're kicking my teeth in, man. But here's the fun part. So you've got Doug Ducey, who
Rhino,
mandated
Rhino,
masks,
Rhino,
shut down businesses, vetoed election integrity legislation, and he's endorsing a guy who is a never-Trumper, who also is trying to create this establishment idea that, hey, everything was okay in the election. We just need to move on.
Ugh.
No, it wasn't okay.
Idea. Yeah.
until you get to the bottom of what's going on in the electoral process,
right?
The American people right now, and I've traveled from coast to coast, border to border, man, the American people right now are telling me personally, face-to-face, I'm talking about flight attendants, airline pilots, people sitting next to me on the plane, justice has been denied.
Right. Of course.
We are not going to be satisfied until we get to the bottom of what happened in 2020.
Well, Mark, let me throw in my two cents. If you don't go after someone who committed a crime, like, say, murder, as an example, or carjacking, or a home invasion, or armed robbery of a liquor store, and he shoots the person, the poor innocent kid who's working part-time behind the counter, if you don't go after him, why would he not do it again and again and again? So if you're
exactly
willing to let people who stole an election walk away unscathed without any problem, why would they not steal the next two, and the next four, and the next eight, and the next thousand forevermore? They're going
exactly
to. Right.
So fraud vitiates everything. And that is why the establishment hates me as much as the Democrats do. And this was crystallized in a question from, of all people, I think it's ITN, the British news that is a rival to the BBC. They were here last week interviewing me for a day.
Okay.
And they said, you know, your opposition and your detractors are terrified of you. And they said, well, why? I mean, my career has been about enforcing the law as it's written, not going out and creating new law. And they said, that's their problem. They're afraid that you are going to enforce the law and catch them
written
up in
right
the fraud that they're committing. And
right
I'm like, can I use that as a commercial soundbite?
Well, Mark, let me give you a little personal thing about Arizona. So I live here in Las Vegas, but I was booked to be the keynote speaker at a big conservative event in Scottsdale, Arizona, 1 week before the 2020 election. So I go out and I give my speech, and then, you know, I had like one night there to have a good time and go out to dinner, and everywhere I went, it was a mob scene. It was Trump parades everywhere. And the roads were clogged, right? And then on the way home the next day, I tried to go to the airport, and in my whole life, I've never missed a flight. This is the closest I ever came to missing a flight. I left 3 hours, and I almost didn't make it to the airport from Scottsdale to Phoenix because every block
surprised
was a Trump parade. So
I'm
how could
surprised
he have lost Arizona? It's ridiculous.
No, it is a total fraud. And, in fact, here's a little bit of breaking news. Jovan Pulitzer discovered something, him and his team discovered something this last week that I'm not sure that we know exactly what to do with it quite yet, but he has found over in the back of the ballot, and then it creates a third page, which is a summary page that has a date, time, machine, and ballot stamp on it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Over 20,000 ballots have what appears to be a fictitious third page because it doesn't have a time, date, machine, and ballot stamp on it. How'd that happen?
Listen, it was
so as we go further and further and further down the rabbit hole.
It was all fraud. There was so many levels and layers of fraud.
It is beyond the pale. But I don't.
You know,
I think that you probably want to talk to me about something else.
Well, I do, but
I could talk for hours about election fraud.
Well, no, I want to continue this segment, election fraud, then I'll keep you on the air for the next segment, and we'll talk
okay
about your event coming up in the next segment. How about that?
By the way, Joey Gilbert got robbed.
The
election there was a total fraud.
Well, listen, I don't even want to comment on that because here's the problem I have. Here I am in Nevada, right? And my job now is no matter what, okay, I love Joey. I love Joey. Joey's one of my great friends. And I think he's, you know, in the whole world, there's no better speaker, I've always thought, than me. A little bit of conceit there. But Joey's as good as me. He's the best speaker of any politician that I've ever seen up on that stage. He is fabulous. So now I'm telling you all the great things about Joey. But my job now is to defeat Steve Sisolak, and I got to go with the horse I got, you know? And the horse I got is Joe Lombardo. And I want to elect Republicans up and down the ticket, and I don't, you know, whether they're rhinos, whether they're perfect, whether they're imperfect, they're still better than the Democrat who is a basically a socialist Marxist communist who shut down the entire, right? So I got no choice now. Joey's my friend. He'll always be my friend. I hope he runs again for U.S. Senate or something major, and I'll support him. But right now, I'm on Joe Lombardo's team. There's no choice.
Here's what I would like
to elect good guys. Yes.
Here's what I would like to recommend to Mr. Lombardo.
Yes.
You need Joey on your staff to root out the graft and corruption that is going on in Nevada.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That guy is going to be a pit bull if you do that.
Yeah. No, listen, I want peace. I want totally united Republican Party in Nevada. The problem is, and you know this from Arizona, I'm sure, we on the side that's very conservative always say, I want a united Republican Party. And the rhinos don't even want us. They kick us out, right? They send us away.
They'd rather vote for a Democrat.
Right. And then they lose. They wonder why. So I want a united party, and I'm going to do my best and swallow hard and support every Republican on the entire ticket. But for now, I'm not going to worry about anything else. What happens, happened. And that's it. Right now, we got to back the Republican ticket. Nevada and Nevada's lost. Simple as that. We're going to come back with more with Mark Fincham because he came on to talk about a big event coming up a week from Saturday, a black tie gala in Las Vegas, even though he's Mr. Arizona and an Arizona representative and running for Secretary of State of Arizona. Please, I pray he wins. He's here in Nevada a week from Saturday. We'll talk about it when we get back. Wait a minute.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll-and-go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And, of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
You fell in love with her years ago. You share a love that's endured. You would do anything for her. So why are you letting erectile dysfunction keep you from satisfying her in the bedroom? Guys, you're not alone. Now you can get and keep an erection, and most of all, you can satisfy your partner. It's time to take control of your erectile dysfunction once and for all. Recapture your love life today with the same ingredients, the same results, at a fraction of the cost of those other brands. What are you waiting for? Call now. Put that smile on her face and live life to the fullest. Don't let another unsatisfied night go by. Get 50 pills discreetly sent to you for just $149. But wait. If you act right now, we'll take $50 off your order. That's 50 pills for only $99. This is a limited time offer, so act now. Call 888-320-3141. 888-320-3141. That's 888-320-3141.
raw and unfiltered.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wade Allyn Root, welcome back to The Root. The Root, The Root's on fire. Comes to you from the house The Root built here in Las Vegas and broadcast all over these great United States by USA Radio Network. We've got our guest with us, Mark Fincham, and this is part two because we've had him for about 20 minutes now. This is part two instead of talking about his run as a wonderful Trump Republican for Secretary of State of Arizona. I want to talk to Mark, and by the way, his website for that is votefincham.com, votefincham.com, vote F-I-N-C-H-E-M, fincham.com. But I want to switch gears and talk about an event that you've got coming up here on my home turf in Las Vegas a week from Saturday. So it's Saturday, July 23rd in Las Vegas. It's the Take Action Tour Gala, and I am honored that you've chosen me to be the MC of the evening, and it is a black tie event. Tell everybody what it is about and what they can expect when they get there.
Thank you, Wayne. This is about ending child sex slavery. Let me let that pregnant pause hang for a moment. We have children from south of the border all the way up to Montana who have been taken and put into sex slavery. In fact, my hat's off to Don Ahern and his group. They are helping us with this event at the Ahern Convention Complex.
Yes.
We got people who are telling us, I can take you to the place in Las Vegas where children are sold for sex. Hear me, people. This is not okay.
Well, you've got this audience on your side. You know, with this audience,
I know this is
a Democrat audience. They might be thinking, "Hey, that's pretty cool. Where can I find that?" But this is a Republican audience. We don't go for that kind of stuff. So I'm with you, man. Horrible, horrible thing, and a great, great cause. Let's end it.
This is Satan at work in America. It is literally Baal. It is the sacrifice of children for adult pleasure that we cannot tolerate as a civil society. So I have partnered with my good friend Christy Hutcherson, with John Guandalo from Understanding the Threat. We are basically the event that we are planning that we would love to have all of your listeners attend, and it's, look, $250 for a show in Vegas, a show, dinner, et cetera, and that's about the going rate. But here's what that does. If you come to our event, you're going to hear Tom Holman. You're going to hear Seth Keschel. You're going to hear Tina Peters, who has been jailed because she stood up for voters in Colorado. You're going to hear me. You're going to hear a few other guests that we can't announce quite yet. The point is, this is your civil society. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't participate, the Marxists and the people who are willing to sell children into sex slavery win. We can't let that happen.
And by the way, Mark, this event is a little bit more than just, anti-child sex slavery. It's also, if Tom Holman is speaking, who is the former acting director of ICE, it must also touch on border security as well, right?
So the overarching message is domestic security. Now, we got national security, which Joe Biden is an abysmal failure at. But we have domestic security is that thing which county sheriffs, by the way, I was up in Vegas yesterday meeting with all the constitutional sheriffs and peace officers.
Yeah, I was there. I
Sheriff
missed
Richard
you.
Mack.
You know what happened? Mark, I was the first speaker of the day, so I must have just missed you.
I was midday. Yeah, I missed you, man. I'm sorry.
All right, I'll see you here.
And I had to be back down in Payson 6 hours later, so it was a long drive. Here's the point. Sheriffs around the country have the opportunity to step up and be that force that interferes with the federal operation that Mayorkas, the liar in chief, who tells everybody we have a secure border. He is a liar. Joe Biden, you are lying when you tell us, all the people, oh, we have a secure border. Really? Why is it then that 300 people a day are dying from fentanyl overdoses? By chemicals that are created and shipped to Mexico by the Chinese Communist Party. Answer me that one.
Well, let me ask you a question, because we're in Nevada. We're not on the border with Mexico. You are in Arizona.
No, you're a border state, man. You just don't know it.
Well, yeah, we are a border state because we're just overwhelmed by illegals, but we're not on the border with Mexico. You are. So my question is, as a representative from Arizona and the future Secretary of State, I'm sure you've been down there. How bad is the border when you see it with your own eyes?
I cannot describe how bad it is, brother. We have people pouring across our border. Here's what really has me torqued. We have people coming from Russia. We had a dozen guys, military-age males, coming across the border with passports saying, I want sanctuary. That's a squad of Cessnas. These guys are not coming here to be a part of the American experience. These people are here to infiltrate our country.
To invade. It's an invasion. Hey, Mark, we just got to run because we're up against the news break now. So let me just get it in now. Mark Fincham, Republican candidate, Arizona Secretary of State, VoteFincham.com, and get your tickets for the Take Action Gala, Black Tie Gala. It is emceed by yours truly, Wayne Root. TakeActionTour.us. TakeActionTour.us. Thank you, Mark.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.